As soon as we finish recording, I'm going to get my favorite tacos.
Ooh. They're,
no, you don't understand.
The parking lot.
Yes. These can we come? Parking,
yes. There's so right at the little shopping center, there's like a Sprouts grocery store, a Walmart. These people, they're like food vendors. There's different kinds. They all pull up every single night and they have it all set up on the sidewalk. It is, they got tacos, they have a, like a Mediterranean, they have a strawberry cup with chocolate drizzle, they have a hamburger one. I was pointing for all of them, actually, because I knew you'd be excited. But the best tacos I've ever had in my entire life.
Those are so authentic.
Life. So good, like, and they have like an al pastor. Like
where they slice it,
they
shave it off,
and then there's a pineapple sitting up top.
Yes,
and
the
he
pineapple.
Flicks the knife with the pineapple, and the pineapple chunk flies down, and he catches it in the taco. Oh,
that sounds really good right now.
It sounds like a show with it too. It's amazing, it's really nice.
Oh, my back is getting icy.
Mine's hot.
Hot.
Do you like
mine's,
it?
Mine's like hot right now. Mm-hmm.
Is it giving you like more stamina?
Mine's coolie right now, but maybe I'll hit the hot after.
I'm feeling good.
Wait, why did mine lose cool faster?
I think it also depends on your body temperature, I'm assuming.
Mine's burning up right now.
Good or bad burning?
Good, but like it's hot. Oh.
That means you have a lot of strain.
Okay.
In your
You sounded convincing till you like weren't sure.
It's because I'm bad. You know, I'm bad with my words. I really try.
I'm coming for you.
But you know what I mean? Like the strain, the knots.
No, I know. I just never know if you're lying like or if you're being honest.
You like my hat?
You know, I have one just like that.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I Miu Miu sent this to me.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They said it. Like your PR?
I'm on their PR list. Wow. Yeah. They saw my numbers. They saw I'm verified. So they're like, oh, we should send one to Zane. He's on camera all the time for the podcast.
I appreciate you not fully doing it though.
Oh, it's because they sent me the wrong size, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's adjustable.
Yeah.
They sent me the wrong size.
It's fine.
But, you're gonna stretch it out.
I'm just like, I'm a really big fan of Miu Miu. Miu Miu.
Of Miu Miu.
And sounds like the Pokemon.
Miu Miu.
Miu Miu.
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo. Oh, fuck. Mewtwo, yes.
Miu Miu.
And sorry about your protein shakes. I keep drinking all of them. I forgot to pack my dinner. It's a long day.
It is a long day.
Mm.
But you know what? I feel so good. And we're all like cozy and comfy.
I know. I didn't get the cozy memo. I would have brought in a little bit more something a little bit more cozier.
We still haven't done our PJ episode.
Our what?
Our PJ episode.
They've done like six already.
Well, technically we have.
A read.
But we mean, actually, no. Out of everyone, I feel like him.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of PJ episodes, right?
One time Brett came on the podcast and he's like, I love that you guys like get full glam and then wear like that.
Damn.
Because we did. There wasn't
no,
an
we
era.
Do. All I wear is sweatshirts and leggings. Oh, I really do.
But you'll get, but you get full glam,
glam from here up.
Yeah.
And then bottom is this.
But you know who else does that? Alex Cooper. She
exactly.
wears a little sweats, but like does,
exactly,
I think she does glam.
Exactly. It's good to be cozy. A little juxtaposition.
I can't even button my pants right now, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have worn sweats.
Guys, we need to start seeing what Alex Cooper does for her show. You know, the dramatic, the empty seat. Up next, the biggest get. We should just do that for ourselves.
Like after we say hit it, it's like,
yeah,
you don't know who's gonna say.
Like,
I have an idea. You know how a lot of times we sit down and we do a full podcast before we start recording?
Every single
instead
week?
Of doing an up and unwind, let's do an upwind.
Oh,
it's the beginning of the podcast.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
roundup. That's much, much better than
roundup
unwind.
Is good. I love that.
I think that's fun.
That's
because
good.
I feel like, you know, energy's high and then you finish and you're like,
get the juices flowing.
Exactly. Here we go. Hi, baby.
Sorry, I know, baby.
Come here, baby. You can lick me all you want. Come here.
Sorry, my love.
Come here.
No, she doesn't want you.
We got a crazy episode coming up today.
Yeah,
Alicia.
No, guys.
Alicia has some crazy shit for us.
That she said is going to shock and rock the internet.
The whole world.
Well, no. But now I'm wondering, oh, did I overshoot it? So part of me wish I just kept my big mouth shut. And guys, imagine I just came in and just like dropped it all.
I think you're messing with us. I think you actually
have
something good.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
I've been excited all day. We've been waiting all day long at the edge of our seats.
But before we get into that, should we roll the intro? So we don't want to interrupt your crazy story that you have ready for us.
Hit it.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Oh.
guys,
I always picture that. For the,
that's funny. Like the Renegade?
Every time.
Oh, I love the Renegade.
Time. That's funny.
Timeless.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And we are Basically Unfiltered.
Oh. All right, let us hear the story.
Well, I was just going to say before we get into that.
She's stalling.
Oh my God.
Are these hot packs?
I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah.
It's still icy cold.
We put on icy hot, what are they called?
They're called salon paws.
Yeah, because we're all old. Operating
Bengay.
You just can't wear them because you're sweaty.
Ooh.
That was weird.
We didn't just have a full conversation.
That was
kind of
like
this.
The Mean Girls when she was like, "You have a hairy back." What was that line that
it's
she
not
said?
My Regina fault. I have a white set vagina.
But what's that other line she says? Like, why don't you go shave your back now?
Why don't you go shave your back now, Jason?
Yeah, that I feel like you just did that to me.
You were shitting on my salon paws, and you're just sad that you can't.
You're not the inventor of salon paws.
My dad is.
And they're not even Korean. You can buy that shit from CVS. She's like, this Korean brand that
I
got shit from.
Japanese.
Or whatever.
You're telling me that. What is
you
this?
Can buy these literally from fucking CVS. Yes, I've seen these before.
But what is the brand called?
Salon paws.
The top? The H?
Mm.
What? The H. Oh.
Exactly.
Hisamitsu.
You're telling me that's not Japanese?
Yeah, it's Japanese, but you can still buy these in CVS. I'm glad
they're
I can
working. It's kicking in good.
It's hot, right?
Try it again.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so then you can be on our level.
I don't need it though.
Okay, then don't do that.
Yeah, I have literally no pain anywhere. I feel amazing.
That's honestly really exciting. Congratulations.
I know. Normally I have some pain somewhere.
I give it
but,
like 5 hours.
Yeah, or just give me the night and something will hurt.
You wake up in the morning in some pain.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. What were you going to say before you got your
story? I was
going
to say, we need to tell them to subscribe to our Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she wants to get that plug in before the big so juicy story because she knows it's going to be a big hit. All right. Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. Guys, we post so much on there. We are crushing it. We are killing it. We are vlogging. We are doing bonus episodes. We are doing physical activities.
Yes, we are
exposing cheating couples.
We're putting our
on
bodies
there,
to
affairs.
The limit.
Exactly what we are the world
for a low, 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 low price of just $10 a month.
And you're going to get everything, including early access episodes of these podcast episodes. So you can get the inside scoop before anybody else does.
Mm-hmm. Also, no ads.
As soon as you sign up, you get access to everything we've ever posted on there.
Archive.
It's crazy. We've done so many fun videos. I can't believe we're actually coming up on 1 year of the Patreon very, very soon.
Oh my
That's
God.
Crazy.
I know. Don't worry. A summertime drunk vlog from Remy, Alicia, and Zane is coming at you very soon. Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we did. That was one of our first videos.
That was one of the first videos. I think that was the third video.
It was the third video.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. We're going to bring it back.
Our annual drunk vlog.
We should do a camp reunion.
Absolutely.
No,
not.
But everybody.
No, we never let them pick their things though, because
Heath, you want to just do everything you want. Fine. Give some fun activities for the rest of us.
What would you do?
Probably like beer pong tournament.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
He made us go camping overnight, and you're choosing a beer pong tournament.
That sounds fun.
But we could do it in here.
Okay.
Take the couches out. Beer pong tournament. We fill these up with tables.
But why do it here when you don't have to?
Why not just do it there and we can sit here?
That sounds fun.
That's too much work though. No. Let me come up with something easier.
We can move the couches. We can take the wallpaper down.
What if we push Bikini Bottom?
What would your day be?
Honestly, I don't know. We've done so much. I mean, it'd probably be like a ski trip, honestly.
We should go to Aspen.
Oh my God.
We should. We should play a game where the winner has to take the other to Aspen.
I agree.
Best 2 out of 3?
Yeah, I'm down.
One day we're going and it's going to be amazing. I think this winter we should go.
No, we have to.
We should go for the summer.
It's coming up.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Summer skiing?
Summer snowboarding.
I want to take you guys on a day where we go eat Korean food and then open blind boxes.
Baby girl, we did that for your birthday.
That was your wedding.
Literally, birthday
that
and
was
wedding.
Your wedding.
I wasn't emotionally there. I want to be emotionally there. I have a really fun day planned one day when it's
we'll
my turn
it.
Again.
We'll go to the source.
When it's my turn.
Yeah. Who said this the other day? We should dress up like old people and go to a senior citizen home.
Bingo.
Hey, I did say we should do bingo, and I did say we should dress up as old people, but those were
not together.
Yeah, but no, bingo, that would, I imagine watching somebody play bingo.
It's exhilarating.
I would. We
dress up as senior citizens, and we go on a senior citizens cruise.
Oh.
Wait, do you think they'd like have an issue with frauds?
Maybe. As long as we could be reported. It's kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a bingo hall in Long Beach that I went to.
I know what you're talking about.
You went all the way to Long Beach for bingo?
If you went, you would understand. It is a massive auditorium filled to the brim with people, and they are so fast, it makes no sense. Like, I literally had one card, and I could not keep up, and there's people next to me with 10 cards.
How do they keep up?
Going so fast. They were looking over at me trying to do it, being like, you missed this one. Oh, that's that. There.
Is it like the raffle things or yes. Like the bidding where it's like dun, 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 like
they're
really fast.
Crazy. No,
it's not like that. They just it's the ball machine.
And what do you win?
The money was insane. It was like thousands of dollars.
No way.
Yes.
We will bingo when that's we're older. Bingo.
I want one of those little markers with the dot. Mm,
the dauber.
Yes.
Also, I just had an idea for our brunch, or what is it? The drunk vlog. We should go to drag brunch and then yes. Continue the party from there.
Where's that?
You
everywhere.
Go. Remy, Alicia, you both go, we're Zango. I come out on stage.
You're swinging from the riser. Honestly, I wouldn't put it past you.
I think I would crush drag, but I think I can make more money than the actual draggers out there. What do you call them, draggers?
Drag queens.
Drag queens. I could do much better than drag queens. I personally think they're good.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think you could.
I think I could.
I think practice you'll be shocked. And some stretching.
Yeah, Heath and I as a duo. Oh my god, we would crush. We'd crush. I think we'd be better at it than podcasting. That's for sure.
Yeah,
a little buble.
Do you think Michael Buble got made fun of from his last name because it's Buble, and then he like became famous and now it's like iconic?
But he's Canadian, so I'm like, I think probably.
Oh, is that like a comment?
I'm assuming it's. Is it French? It's got a little accent on it. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe it's more common than we think.
He's so good.
He really is.
He's insane.
We go see Michael Bublé in concert.
Isn't he the first artist to post on YouTube like nudity?
What?
On a music video?
Michael Bublé?
Wait, hold on.
The same person?
Wait, hold on. Is Michael Bublé not the guy that's...
He does like Christmas songs.
Thin Lines? Or just
no, that's Robin Thicke.
Shit.
Me with Marilyn Manson and
true.
Yeah.
I would love to play a game with you guys, like, and trying to figure
guess
out
the celebrity.
Which
you see
celebrity? Yes, I
like
would
they do
love
on Sunset Boulevard, where it's like, who is this person?
Do they do that?
Yes.
Since we're having a game filled podcast next episode, can we put that? Can we fit that in there?
Okay,
sure, absolutely.
I love that because I am kind of. We talked about this. I'm pretty basic. I'm a little bad with faces, but once you tell me who it is, I'm like, oh, I know that name, and yes, yeah. I can now tell that.
I'm gonna
that
ask
person.
You like obscure.
So you'll
celebrity.
You'll test our. Face
I'm not. Stuff. I'm not very good either.
We
so.
Could do it. Oh. Teams.
Yeah,
that could be fun. But good. I will probably win.
No, you're gonna be like, da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
it's
you
gonna
would
be.
Win.
It's gonna be a random character that was in like Grey's Anatomy for 2 episodes, mm-hmm. and you're gonna know their first, middle, and last name.
Mm-hmm.
You're really on top of that, huh? You're like my. You know who's really good? My dad.
Really?
Randomly, so good at pop culture, but he doesn't keep up with it. He literally like I. All he's on is like Arab channels and watching Arab shows, but he'll tell you any fucking pop star.
Oh, wow. I love that.
That's very impressive.
Very impressive.
Usually dads also don't know.
A lot of like current like shows and things like that?
I think he's just like a sponge. I think he watches something
good
once
memory.
And he just like.
I feel like that's you. I feel like you like once you've. I feel like you rarely forget like people.
Usually what I'll do is I'll like see someone. I'm like, oh, that's. They interest me, and then I'll do a quick Google search, and then that stays here.
Mm. That's Zane. Every time he watches something, immediately IMDb.
IMDb up.
Oh,
yep,
I love
just
it.
Seeing
I do
what
that.
They've been in. Yeah,
it's just so, I'm just so curious about that shit. I don't know why.
It just does.
And
I like
their
seeing
interviews.
The connections between everything.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's I saw this one TikTok. It was like that one friend who has to tell you what other show that this person's in, and I was like immediately Zane.
That's me. Me to Ashley.
So bad.
Especially when it's really obvious. Like when it's like. What's worse is when it's that character like that actor who you know is in so much shit, but you don't know their name, and then you can't remember what else, but you know they're
so popular. That's me with a lot of big actors. I can remember the most obscure people, and then with a big actor, like there are a few that always stump me, like Harrison Ford.
Love Harrison Ford.
I know his face, but also like nights? I get really stumped by him. There's like a few that I'm like always a little stumped by.
It's so fun. I used to go to 24 Hour in Studio City like years ago, and every day I would see this guy, and I saw this actor was in everything. Didn't know his name, didn't know what movies, but he was in every military movie. He was always the sergeant. He was always just in the army in more than 30 fucking movies.
Did you put it together yet?
I never put it together. It's just so funny to me that, like, to me, he's so famous.
Yeah.
Because he's in so, but I don't know his name.
He's older?
Probably like 40s.
I just thought of someone who could be playing that, but I'm like, I don't know his name, but I see the guy.
That's also the kind of like the dream, I'm sure, for a lot of people. Like, we talked about this on Pretty Basic, but going to Japan with Brett was stopped like so frequently. And like, even when we went into a purse shop, he and I were buying bags. And when they found out like who he was, they like made us wait like 30, 45 minutes so they could bring him a birthday cake. Like, it was like star treatment. And it was so much fun. It was really cool. But like, it made me start to think about like, oh my God, a lot of celebrities can't go anywhere without like this treatment everywhere. Crazy. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Us like, are we the entourage?
Oh, I was absolutely clocking in as entourage. And I ate that cake and I drank that champagne.
Was it good?
So delicious.
Of course.
It was amazing. But I'm just like, maybe that's what a lot of people want. They want to act because they love it. They want the check, but they want to be able to go to the grocery store.
That does sound really nice.
Maybe. They want to be able to go to 24-hour fitness. Yeah.
And you'll never go up to somebody like that and be like, hey, can I get a picture with you? You would never ask for a picture from a random person you see in a lot of movies.
Some people do. My favorite is when someone comes up and calls you the wrong name or says, what's your name again? And then when you tell them, they go, can I get a photo?
Yeah.
That one's always
but
funny
But you
to
know
me.
What? Those people are, I feel like, so approachable. Oh, there was one lady that I was so, like, it was so crazy seeing her in person because you never thought you'd see this actress in person. I was at LA Fitness, the hole in the wall place that they shut down. Remember the one on
the dungeon?
The dungeon LA one. Fitness, yeah. I'm walking out at the same time this older lady's walking out and we're both walking. And I look at her, I'm like, look back at her. It's the old scary lady from all the Insidious movies. Someone so just random actors that you see so many times, but
it's crazy. They're just all out here,
doing
their normal going to the days.
Gym, just normal
going to the
shit
in life.
Also, saw Miles Teller at that hole in the wall gym too. One day, we're like, "What are you doing?" But like, that's where you would go.
Crazy.
If you're a Miles Teller, you would go to a hole in the wall dungeon gym because most likely no one's gonna fucking bother you in there. You know where they will bother you though? At a fucking like bright ass Equinox. Everybody can see you.
Yeah. And they probably just want like something that's less packed. You know, that dungeon, not many people went there. They knew they could just go get a workout real quick.
When you're calling it a dungeon, was it just dark?
The majority of it was underground.
Underground.
Oh. Okay. The mental image in my head is very
really
interesting.
It felt cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It did. It felt cold. It felt a little dark. Old,
they closed down.
Probably for like
because
a little mold. That's what I figured. Oh. I saw Will Ferrell one time at the gym, and that made me happy.
At the gym? Which one?
Like,
oh, you probably shouldn't say it.
I've actually seen videos of people filming Will Ferrell at the gym.
Really?
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
The gym, I feel like, is so sacred. You should not be filming in there.
Never.
There or the locker room.
Remember when someone filmed you? We were so pissed.
At the gym?
Remember you had like this green shirt on that said something about like, I forget.
Oh,
remember?
It was,
we were so
Elton's
pissed.
Shirt.
What
did it say? It was something about Molly. It was like a drug shirt or something.
It was just like a Spencer's type shirt. But the kid like took a picture of you, laughing at you or something.
And we literally
carried it. We went to the front office. We're like, this is unacceptable.
I mean, at a gym, if you're vulnerable.
You have people taking pictures of other people. I remember they didn't even do anything about it.
Yeah, they didn't care.
They looked us up and down. They're like, get the fuck out of here.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Wix.
So a few weeks ago, I actually had this business idea and I thought, hey, why can't AI just build a website for me? Turns out it can. At Wix.com, you can answer a few questions and get a beautiful business ready site in minutes. And this is not skim the surface type AI. This tech goes deep, all the way from generating unique visuals to an AI agent setting up a marketing campaign just for you.
And Wix puts incredible website creation at your fingertips. With their AI site builder, you answer a few questions and get a personalized, business-ready site fast. Or if you prefer to start from a template, Wix also offers over 2,000 designer-made templates that are fully customizable and come with out-of-the-box business functionality.
The Wix.com interface is super easy and fun. It's all drag and drop. There's an amazing AI image studio and tons of amazing design effects. If you're looking to sell products, services, schedule appointments, etc., Wix.com also has you covered with built-in solutions, no add-ons required.
Also, Wix has been pioneering in website tech for almost 20 years now. These guys seriously understand web design and what it takes to run your business. So if you're ready to create your own website, all you have to do is go to Wix.com. That's Wix.com to start building your website today.
Thank you, Wix, for sponsoring our show. We love you.
Okay, speaking of like celebrities,
she goes, speaking of Will Ferrell,
imagine.
I slept with
him. I saw him at the gym.
Sorry, Ween. Okay, are you guys ready for my story?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, here's the thing. I need full attention, no phones, and I need like, I what? He's so excited.
This is, we are. I think out of every episode on this show, this one is the one that we are. I think we're the most excited for.
Can we talk about the rating thing that we did before?
Yes,
this?
Yes, please, 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 please.
So yeah. Zane asked us to rate what we think the shock level of her story is going to be from 1 to 5. Like this has been an ongoing conversation. The story since like 10 a.m. this morning. What did everybody say? 1 to 5.
He said 2.
2.
I said 3.
I said 4.2.
So is a 5 like a 10?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Five is high. Five star.
Okay. Well, I'm going 5.
I love it.
Okay. All right.
But that's just me.
Damn. That makes it like.
That's just me.
Self-confidence is good, but she might be tricking with
but
it.
But go we'll see. Like pretend. Guys, truly pretend I just said everything you've just heard. Boo, out of your head.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm putting my mic down to fully listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
me too. Okay.
All right. Well, I might ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna bring it back up. Okay. So this actually, the craziest thing happened to Ashley the past few days. And she's telling me this entire story. And I am like, I have to tell this to Basically Unfiltered.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Pretty Basic, because I was like, this is a BU convo.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I can see your way out.
So, yes.
Well, I'm
so,
getting goosebumps already.
Oh, there will be more. So she is my sister, Ashley. People used to think we were lesbians when we lived together back in...
That's crazy.
Hi, sorry, I'm new here, but why are they living together and sharing a dog?
Yeah, so I always would have to be like, oh, they're like, not, you know, are they partners? I'd be like, no, it's my sister. So now I'm just in a huge...
lesbian sister couple.
Yeah, I'm just so used to saying my sister, Ashley, for those who don't know. My sister, Ashley, has been begging me to go on this like branded thing for this past weekend for like a huge new movie that's coming out.
You're about to get proposed to.
So Ashley was really excited and she was begging me to go with her to like a branded thing. No wonder he said engaged. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Did you guys catch
that? Oh, I loved it, yeah.
No, I didn't catch it until now.
I laughed.
How about some roses? Throw some roses at me.
Wow, you're so funny.
I got a couple of boo tomatoes. I feel it on my face.
Okay, so she gets invited to this branded event. She really wanted me to go. And then I have just been so busy with you guys, you know, filming every single day. So I was like, Ash, I don't think I can go. I know. So basically I don't hear from her. This is Friday. I don't hear from her like all day Friday. And I had like a huge filming day, right? So she finally like responds to my text messages and is like, number one, you never replied to me about this. Number two, which photo do you like better for the dump or something like that? And then number three, I will literally pay you to come sleep with me at this hotel for the branded thing. Now here's the thing. I am a scaredy cat. I will sleep with the bathroom light on. Like I will,
same.
I have my rain noise, like the security cameras on. Like I don't mess.
If you feel it's scary, you.
No, every night.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
I just can't, like the dark.
I got my night lights everywhere.
We bonded over this. Like it took me years and I was so embarrassed how long it, like I like, now I'm just used to it. So I'm like, whatever, it's fine. But for her to send me that text, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
Bad.
Like what's happening? And obviously I knew, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. It's not even important. I was gonna ask how far was it?
So she's like 20 minutes away. Like not that far.
Okay.
Right? Like 15, probably no traffic at night. Yeah. Right? So instantly I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And she's like, I'm so spooked out right now. I don't even want to talk about it, but I'm going to try to like sleep here. But like this hotel is definitely super old and super haunted. So I'm like, this is why it was a crazy BU combo.
Like, so good.
That's so good. It's like, Heath, imagine I called you and said that. Like, that's a pretty, like, it would take like, a lot okay, for me serious. To call you and be like, yo.
So I'm laying in bed and instantly I'm like, dear Lord, please protect. So then I'm like, girl, get out of there. Like, bye. Sorry. Love you, brand. They'll understand. They're not going to be mad at you if you like leave and come back in the morning. It's totally fine. It was also a 2-night thing. So this was night one for her. So she's like, no. Like, I want to try. I don't want to be a wimp. But like, I don't like it here. Like okay. at all. I'm going to try to sleep or whatever. And then randomly, maybe like 30 minutes later, maybe an hour later, because I was just like on my phone. Then she texts all caps. My light just turned on. Oh my God. So I'm like, what is happening? So I was like, Ashley, come home now. Like literally, are you kidding? Like, bye. Sorry. Can't be me. Would not. Bye. I would already probably be in Riverside at my parents' house by that point. Like,
yeah, I would be out of there too.
Bye. So then she's like, it's okay. Her other friend, our friend Greer, was also there doing the same thing. So she's like, I'm just going to go to Greer's room. So I was like, okay, perfect. So Greer's like, I'm in room 928. Like, just come down one more floor. Cause Ashley was on the 10th floor.
Yeah.
So she films a TikTok. I don't know if you saw it. She films a TikTok in the bathroom before all this happens. And she's like, guys, I just have a weird feeling. Like, I don't like my bedroom. I like the bathroom. I wish I could. She literally said this. I wish I could bring the mattress into this bathroom.
The bathroom felt like a safe space.
The bathroom felt like a safe place. She was like, it's just weird vibes. I don't like it.
Okay.
Then the end of the TikTok is her going to Greer's room being like, my bathroom light just turned on. Like she's trying to sleep. The bathroom light like turns on, right?
Okay.
It's the Hotel Roosevelt, which is like very known to be haunted.
I literally I don't know why I guessed that.
It's like a known, like people go there.
Weird.
To like,
I've never heard of the Roosevelt being.
It's in Hollywood.
Like, when you were Hollywood. Describing. No,
I've been inside a lot.
You were describing this whole thing and in my head I was picturing that and I was like, okay, that's where we are.
That or Hotel Cecil.
No, like weird. Yeah, right?
Fuck that.
Okay.
So we don't mess with that stuff. I'm like, bye. So anyways, I'm happy. I'm like, okay, at least you're with Greer. I forgot that she was going on this trip. So she's fine. The next day, they're like doing a whole bunch of stuff. And then she texts me. She's like, can Greer and I come spend the night tonight? And I'm like, yes, please. Like, why aren't you here already? So finally they come the next night. So this is Saturday night. And they come over here and they're so happy to be here. And I'm like, what is like, tell me what is happening. Okay. And they're like, Alicia, you are not ready for like what we were about to like tell you.
Oh my God.
So they start doing research. The next morning, sorry.
No, don't research.
Never research.
Oh.
So,
Oh no.
So we all sit on the couch.
I know Mariah's loving this. Oh my God.
So then Greer, we all sit on the couch and Greer's like, look, when Ashley first told me that she didn't like her room, I was like, oh, like, I think this is the hotel that like it's known that Marilyn Monroe like haunts her spirits here or something because she lived there for 2 years. She had a suite when she was filming something back in the day. And so they have like the Marilyn suite, right? So it's like a known thing. Like you can look up different stuff. So when she's checking in, she's like, oh, I get it. It's when they check in, Ashley's like, ooh, this is an old hotel, which means it's probably haunted. I don't like this. And Greer's like, well, I'm sure it's just Marilyn. Like she's like, it's probably like good vibes.
So she already put it in her head that it was haunted before she even got to her room?
Yeah. Ashley already like felt like this is haunted, right?
Okay, that doesn't help when you like put it in your head that it's haunted.
And then you just start
thinking about it.
No,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so Ashley, obviously they're telling me everything and Ashley's like, the second I left and went to Greer's room, instantly like she walked in and was like, this feels so much better. Like this just feels homey. This feels
better
like
vibes.
Such better vibes. Like she's literally almost in tears laughing. Like, and Greer had filmed her walking in and Ashley's like, oh my God. Like I swear. She was like, I'm not exaggerating. Like that's exactly how it felt. Like when I walked in there, I was just like, this just feels so different. She's like so much better. I'm literally crashing with you. Sorry if this is embarrassing. Right. So then, anyways, they get ready for bed. They go to bed and then in the morning, they both were like, what alarm do you have on? Like, that's kind of weird. Or like,
oh no.
Like, they're both of them are like, wait, is that your alarm? Is that your alarm? It turns out it was like the little radio clock thing next to them. Like, you know, so Ashley's like, okay, weird. It happened to be the time that they needed to get up anyway. It's like 5 something, right? So it's super early, like middle of the night, but they're like, well, we have to get up in like 30 minutes anyways. Like we're up now, whatever. So they start getting ready. They go on their day. The next day they have a bus tour of LA, like the tourist ones, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So finally Greer's like, and the room was like really hot. Like they kept being like, oh, are you cold? Like, are you hot? Like, I'm hot. But she'd go over and it was on 69, but it just wasn't working. So they're like, okay, old hotel.
Every hotel room I'm in.
Every hotel room. No, literally. That's
every
it.
Hotel room literally. I'm in. Hot 69.
Boiling. Hot,
but it's like not turning on, but they're like, okay, whatever. So anyways, they sleep decent. Like, obviously could have slept better, but they sleep decent. And then when they're on the bus tour thing, Greer's finally like, okay, let me like research a little bit, because okay. I'm sure Ashley was just freaking out. Like, right away, she's like, I'm sure it was like a sensor, like in the bathroom.
Yeah, a little motion sensor.
You know, a little motion sensor. I'm still thinking, what's moving?
Yeah. A dust particle.
Yeah, what's moving? But I do get it. Like, it probably was like a sensor thing. So they're looking it up and it's like, yes, like some of them are like sensors and like they're like really sensitive and stuff. So Ashley feels a little dumb at this point. She's okay. Like, no, I like, oh, I just like, I didn't like it. So then they keep looking and they find out Clint Montgomery, who was like a really famous actor. He's another one of the people that they say like haunts the okay. hotel, because he stayed there for a really long time. He was closeted. So he like died in his 40s or 50s, I forget, from a heart attack. And it was kind of like, so he felt like he lived like a very like closeted life and didn't get to like fulfill his like life to the fullest, basically.
I thought you only haunt places where you die in.
I don't know. That's what the internet says.
The ghost told me. The ghost told me that.
How we can confirm or deny that.
Yeah.
Let's ask
ChatGPT.
Doesn't the ghost only.
The ghost on 54th?
I think that's true. I think that's true.
Yeah. So, regardless.
Jordan, can you look that up?
There's all these stories about how on the ninth floor, people hear like trumpet sounds because he used to play the trumpet.
No!
And stuff like that. That he would like temper with like radiator things or whatever.
Okay.
And while they're looking at all of this, they're like, wait, oh my God. And Greer screams, literally screams.
Oh, I got chills.
I'm going to read it. Because it makes it so much better.
Oh, yeah. I got
chills. Oh, God.
I'm so scared right now.
Okay. Los Angeles Times. At the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, the brooding spirit of Montgomery Clift turns up the heat and switches on the radio to let guests know he's around and still angry about his unfulfilled life. Inside room 928.
Get the fuck out of here. That's
dead ass.
That was her room.
That was her room. That was Greer's room. I'm being dead ass. The one room.
Wow.
Greer literally told Ash, oh yeah, I'm in room 928. She literally has the text of her being like, come to my room, 928.
Wait, but when Ash went to her room, did anything happen in her room?
When Ash went to Greer's room?
Yeah.
That's where the radio turned on.
Oh.
And the heater,
because the turn up the heat.
Turn up the heat.
Oh,
like,
I was so stuck on the light. I didn't even.
Yes.
Like, oh.
So nothing about the 10th floor and Ashley's room, but then
weird.
Really weird.
So she ended up being scared and going to a worse room.
To the one, like the one haunted room that people probably like try to book, like dead ass. And they kept complaining about like, it's hot in here, right? Like
ew,
we keep having it down. And then the literal
radio
turns on. At like 5-something a.m. that they didn't think about. And like crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy, right? Crazy.
Left her room to go into a fucking
room
ghost
928
hole.
At the Hollywood Roosevelt.
Weird.
That's wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
Did she look up the other room that she was originally in on the 10th floor?
I don't
think
she did.
See if there's anything that was spooky about that room too, because she had the weird vibes there.
Yeah, right?
Imagine she's like in 10-2-8, like right above.
Right, and then Greer had mentioned, she was like, I always heard with ghosts, like, if they're like good ghosts, like, they make you feel more homey. And she's like, when I walked into my room, I was like, oh, this room feels homey. Like, it didn't feel scary.
But Clint, he's revengeful.
Clint is revengeful. I literally was like, this is wild. So then it gets, that's like the first part of the story, right? Like crazy.
Okay, we're out of three.
We're out of five. Okay. We're out of five. Your eyes were like this the whole time.
This is good. This is good.
Then it gets even, okay, so then they go to the front. By this point, they're like, we are not staying in this room. We are literally going to leave.
Like,
they're writing a letter.
No,
I'm writing a letter.
They're just like,
this
is crazy. So then they go down to the, at some point they're at the front desk, right? And they're like, oh my God. Right, and the they're just like, did you know about this? Like to the guy working, who apparently he was like, I don't believe in that stuff. Like we do get weird complaints or like weird comments from guests sometimes, and like people come here.
He probably thinks that they're like fucking
yeah, right.
They looked it up.
So then, anyways, I guess they're vibing, and he's like, oh, the Maryland suite happens to be vacant right now. It's usually booked. Do you guys want to see it? So he brings them up to Marilyn Monroe's private suite that she had.
Wow.
Literally, Ash took all these videos. It's so crazy and so weird.
Crazy that she just like lived there for a few years.
So apparently in this room, people would always book it out because they're just like obsessed with her.
Oh, wait, that's a sick room.
Right? It's crazy.
It's really pretty.
Really nice.
And there's like photos of her and all this stuff.
Oh my God.
Apparently they like, she had like a TV put at the top of like above the bed. And there was like a photo of her above it and all this stuff.
You see her, there's a ghost.
See her girl in the white dress in the corner. Like.
So they were like, obviously they wanted to see it because they're like, this is like weird and crazy, you know? But apparently it's usually booked out. But
so pretty.
I guess there was a floor length mirror in that suite. And people who stayed in that suite always said that they would get creeped out because they'd be looking in the mirror and they would swear they saw Marilyn.
Whoa.
Like in the mirror. Guess where they moved the mirror? The damn lobby. They moved the mirror to the lobby.
Huh.
That's wild.
They moved it to the lobby because it was creeping guests out?
A floor length mirror from Marilyn Monroe's suite that people claimed they would always see her in. Like different guests right. who don't know each other would always be like, we kept like doing a double take. Uh-huh. They ended up moving it out of the suite and putting it in the lobby.
But I don't think it's the mirror. I think it's that maybe she's in the room. Yeah.
No, right?
Yeah.
But like crazy.
So what if we...
Team bonding.
Team bonding. Hell we no. spend a
Hell
night.
Hell nah. I would literally have my Bible out.
Because I don't know.
I haven't read it in years.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like... We should experience this ourselves.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, DraftKings Casino.
Join the fun on DraftKings Casino, ranked the number one online casino experience. They've got everything you've been searching for. Thousands of exciting games, huge jackpots, exclusive offers, and more. New players get a 10-day welcome offer, 500 spins on Huff and More Puff when you play just $5 to start. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only, void in Ontario, eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days.
Download the DraftKings Casino app, sign up with code BASIC, and spin your favorite slots. The crown is yours. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly.
Valid for featured game only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends August 24th, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Number one based on Eilers and Krejcik 2H24 product analysis.
Thank you so much, DraftKings Casino, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
So then we're talking about it all last night, blah, 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 whatever. And of course, then I can't fucking sleep. But guess what? I get a call, no caller ID at 10:28 p.m. And that was my final straw. It just was ringing, no caller ID. And I'm not kidding. I never get those. I never get those.
Why would you get it?
I don't know. Because we were talking shit about Clint.
Did you answer it?
No.
Why? Alicia.
And she was staying in the 10th floor, 1028 room.
Wait. Should we ask her what number she was at?
Yeah. Maybe. Okay, Clint,
if she was staying in
1028,
I'm gonna freak.
Was it actually 1028?
Yeah, 1028. No caller ID. Okay,
check the room.
At 1028.
Called at 1028.
Now I'm gonna ask Ashley what room she was in. What room number?
If it's 1028, I quit. Quit the pod.
No, I feel like she would have known if it was. She would have told us if it was 1028.
I didn't tell her.
You know, Greer, Star 69.
Oh, I'm just saying 1028 because also room 928. Yeah,
she did say she was a level below her, but I don't know. Imagine.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You guys, I'm gonna actually fucking scream. Anyways, I didn't sleep well last night. I put on the Great British Baking Show.
You have to. He was British, Clint. You have to call Ashley.
I think she's literally in the premiere right now.
The movie's tonight.
The premiere's right now.
I feel like she would have told us if it was 10:28 because that is a really crazy coincedence.
I didn't tell her.
No, because
it was
above 9:28.
No, we're talking more about it being right above 9:28.
We gotta find out.
And I never get a no caller ID. Like I'll get spam. Like I cannot remember the last time.
I will say, 10:28 scary. If you got a call at 9:28, then we'd be freaking out.
Should we like invite a callback?
No.
Come on.
No, not here. Hell no.
I hate the if there's I don't even want to say it out loud.
I know. That is like a scary thing to say. Like if something happened, what are you going to fucking do? Mm. What are you going to do now?
Damn. I really wish Ashley was free to tell us what exact room she is, but I'll put it here on the screen once we find out.
Yes.
And the fact that she looked that up after is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That it just like it solidifies
that it
everything.
Wasn't like you.
You weren't looking
leaned
for it.
Into it.
Yeah.
No. Like, and the radio and the heat, and they That's were like, crazy. We didn't hear trumpets, and then they saw radio, and they're like, holy shit, no, no.
It really is true though. I bet people pay to try and get that room, yes. or like just to stay in that hotel.
So Greer was like, I'm trying to be positive. I'm just thinking so I won cute. The sweepstakes and this is like, I got a free. Like,
I mean, the movie is Freakier Friday.
And it's Friday.
They go, oh, and they swap bodies.
Yeah, swap bodies. Imagine. I'd be, imagine.
Wait, you guys ever watch the show Awkward on MTV?
It sounds familiar.
Wait, it does.
I loved Awkward and their friend Greer was in the show. And every time I talk to her, I'm like, I freak out.
But what's it, what is the show?
It was
about?
The one where the mom, which actually I just saw online that this happened in real life and it's absolutely nuts. But it was the girl who was awkward in high school and someone was like cyberbullying her. And she was also like dating like the hot jock on the side. Like he was too embarrassed to like show her to the public. So they'd like hook up in private. And it turns out that the cyberbully was her mom the whole time.
Oh,
it was this big show on MTV. It was huge.
Oh,
I feel like if you saw it, you'd remember. But Greer was in it, and it's so crazy every time I talk to her.
Oh, shit.
What was her name in it?
I forget. It was the girl that went, You're Welcome.
Oh,
yeah, that show. Yeah,
yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, oh, that's show. So that's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
That girl,
Greer played that girl? Cheerleader.
You know her?
Yeah, not that girl, the cheerleader who was her best friend. She was like
the only one
the,
I recognize
the
is the one that's
cheerleader.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Lissa.
Lissa.
Oh, it was such a good show.
Do they have to spend the night there again tonight?
No, they're coming home tonight.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd be done.
Yeah. Nope,
I'm good. Damn. And you know, like Ashley's going to think about that every night when she goes to sleep.
I just really want to look up the room that she was originally staying in because she got vibes in there too.
Crazy.
What if that's a haunting that like is not even recorded yet?
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't. Oh, you guys.
She should report it. Not to the front desk.
On the forum. Yeah,
yeah, on the forum. But like on, yeah.
On the ghost forums.
Like
ghost forum to see if anybody else.
There, I had this experience.
Yeah, to see. Oh, yes.
I didn't even realize that you could do that where if you match with other people's experiences. I think we should stay at 928. Let's see if there's a pattern.
I stayed at the Queen Mary. It was definitely weird walking spooky. Around, but we didn't have any like actual like spooky haunted type things that happened there. Mm-hmm. It was just an overall kind of uncomfortable vibe, but it was like not bad. But I know Queen Mary's supposed to be like really haunted.
I did a Girl Scout sleepover on the Queen Mary. I think I was in like second or fifth grade, like in elementary school, and a troop told us that something happened. Maybe they were lying, but it stuck with me. They said that they got in the elevator and went down, but they clicked a button, but instead of stopping at the floor, it took them down to the basement, and it opened up, and there was just a man.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-mm. But maybe he was a worker.
No.
Maybe they lied.
I literally write the...
That's the thing is, I feel like that's something I would do, right? If like I knew I worked on the Queen Mary and it like the elevator would come down the basement, I would just like while I'm working, if I hear the elevator coming down, it's about to open. Oh, I have nothing to do right now.
There we go.
100%. Give them something to talk about. Give them something.
It might have happened. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
But also, like, I agree with like old hotels and stuff being haunted, but like, technically, wouldn't there be ghosts everywhere then? You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah,
you know?
Good point.
You know? Because like what? They knocked down an old hotel, put in a new hotel. Technically, it's still the same land.
Like, yeah, why is it always got to be like dark and cold for it to be haunted? Why can't like a Chipotle be haunted?
I'm sure there are.
Or like a Ralph's. Imagine who, like you're going to like down the bread aisle. You
the
just hear,
freezer aisle.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of, so my brother stayed at my new house. And he was there with his wife and kid. And I asked him, I was like, oh, is the house like spooky? Is it kind of weird at all, like at night? And he was like, not really. But there was one night where his son was like standing in the room.
Oh, hell no.
And was looking like towards the bathroom at night. And he said that his son said, oh, there's the shadow in the bathroom. And they're like, what are you talking about? What he's, and he was like, the shadow. And they're like, what shadow? Like in the bathroom. And he's like, from the man.
Oh, hell no. Come on.
The man.
Woo, good luck, Heath.
My brother was like, luck. What in the world?
Little kids are so cute, but like, why do they make everything exponentially more scary?
The videos of kids like literally like looking in a corner and just being like this.
Also dogs. It's dogs. Fucking scary. Dogs will look at a corner and bark like there's a robber, and it's insane.
And then they'll be like barking, and all of a sudden just, and I'll be like, no.
Are you scared at all?
I don't do too well with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You have to wait for it. Like it needs to happen like a few times. And then it's like, then you should investigate, get like someone to sage that, like a professional.
I don't know. I really don't
There's
like
no ghosts in Nashville. You know what I mean?
It's not like it's New Orleans.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. That's so the, hey y'all. That's the ghost. Hey, hi y'all.
They're
doing
all just like country stars.
You hear a banjo.
You just hear, yeah, banjos. You go out at night.
Instead of trumpets, it's banjos.
But yeah, so I'm a little bit nervous about that, but we'll kind of play it by ear.
Yeah, I do believe that someone can cleanse a house.
Remember my situation with the person?
The person?
The woman who later told me she was a witch.
Oh, had lunch with her?
Yeah. And then she... you know how she was like, ooh, I feel it. Like someone would be like, oh, there's a lot here. It's going to be $5,000.
I got to double it, actually.
Oh, we got a lot.
This one's going to take me a while. I'm going to have to come back again.
Yeah. We're gonna do a couple appointments.
I do pretty good. I like to put it in the back of my head and like try to tell myself it's not real.
You know he's going to have that fucking night vision goggles on.
It's like 24/7. That is so funny.
Just looking for a hot ghost.
Yup. Try
just
me.
Anything red flowing in the air.
You hear, what was it? Dr. Jekyll.
Mr. Hyde.
That is some good, basically, lore.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Wayfair.
As summer winds down, get back into a routine you love with Wayfair. From bedding and linens to storage solutions for every room in the house, Wayfair's your one-stop shop. Guys, we're right now redoing our entire home and also the podcast set, and we know we are going to get all of our stuff from Wayfair. They have everything from home decor, rugs, office chairs, bookcases, furniture, bathroom stuff, towels, even hot tubs, patio chairs, you name it.
That's right. And I also just moved into my new home and I have spent every single night staying up, checking Wayfair and absolutely going through every room and finding all of my needs. They really do have it all. And it is a true one-stop shop when it comes to your furnishings, decor, indoor, outdoor. It has it all.
Exactly. There's something for every style and every home, no matter your space or budget. Wayfair makes it easy to tackle your home goals with endless inspiration for every space and budget.
Plus, you're going to get free and easy delivery, even on the big stuff. No more huge delivery fees for furniture. Get big stuff like sofas, dining tables, beds, desks, and more, all shipped for free.
And find all your must-haves from furniture and decor to appliances and cookware all in one convenient place. And guys, fall is about to be here. So right now is the best time to get ready for the season, baby. And find all of your just fall stuff, your different linens, your different pillows. If you guys are, you know, looking for fall colors, right now is the best time to go to Wayfair.
That's right. So get organized, refreshed, and back to routine for way less. All you have to do is head to wayfair.com right now to shop all things home. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. Thank you, Wayfair, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
I was scrolling on Instagram and I just can't believe it because what is it? July, early August? Duncan has released their fall menu already. Shall we go through the new items?
Yeah.
I walked by Bath & Body Works. They had all of the spooky stuff out. Costco had all of
isn't it the same thing every year? No?
I don't know. Shall we go through it?
Sure.
Yeah. Obviously, we've got the pumpkin spice latte. What's everyone's take on a pumpkin spice latte?
I like it. Mm. It tastes good, I think.
So I would never order it, but if like we were all going to come here and record and you were like, I got a pumpkin spice latte.
I drink it.
I'd be like, this is so good.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? I'd like it. But I'm not going to order it.
Okay.
I feel like I'm more that, but maybe a little. Like, I'm like, But also, like, I got scarred because the lore of Alicia Marie is that I did a pumpkin spice testing video once, and it's very embarrassing.
We all saw it.
Yep. And I think ever since then, just I can't do pumpkin spice.
It's true.
Wait, what happened with it?
No, I just had like 30 different pumpkin spice flavored things.
Mm. That'll ruin it for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I like pumpkin pie.
You can get pumpkin spice salsa, believe it or not.
Yeah, what?
I know.
Pumpkin spice salsa?
Yeah.
What's in it, pumpkin?
I don't know.
It has to be.
And spice. Okay, next. Oh, this is, okay, they have new next to new stuff. This is okay. Exciting, guys. The Mixed Berry Daydream Refresher.
That's what I'm talking about.
It looks like a berry refresher with a cream top.
I have never had any refresher.
Like? Dude, it's purple.
You will make the switch to refreshers.
What is inside a refresher?
I love refresher, the guava refresher.
I know, but is it just like fruit, sugar, and water?
Yeah, like, it's like a lemonade
so
juice.
You can choose your own base. Like, so you could do like water or soda water or like you do green lemonade. Tea, okay. Energy drink base.
But like Dutch Bros does their Rebels.
Yes, I've heard that. I've heard they're amazing. I've never tried Dutch Bros. I got to try one.
The best.
Okay, this one I'm really excited for. Cereal and milk latte.
Oh,
now we're talking.
That's good.
I'm trying that.
That's good.
Oh, this comes out August 20th, you guys. It's crazy that they start fall so soon.
I know.
Okay, next, new iced pumpkin loaf.
Oh, the pumpkin loaf?
Pumpkin bread with ice.
Oh, we're actually all out of the loaf. Okay, perfect.
I know. I forgot
She should go back and ask for that. Oh my, it would do so well.
Yep.
Hey girl, the girl that did that video, if you're watching, please do it when the pumpkin loaf comes out. Oh my God, crush.
Oh my God, oh my God. Wait, this is so exciting. Okay, Cream Delight. It's a chocolate glazed donut with whipped cream on top. They have Chipotle hash browns. Those are new as well.
Wait, we went right over that so quick.
Yeah, why?
I found something that's really exciting that we're gonna freak out about. I'll save it last. Then they have a really fun Spidey bucket. It looks like it's a popcorn bucket with a spider on top, but you fill it with donuts. Very exciting.
Cute.
Last but not least, candy bar latte.
Wait, what kind of candy bar?
It looks insane. It's got whipped cream and chocolate sauce and like M&Ms on top.
At what point?
Let me see.
Is a latte just a sundae? Like
a milkshake, a melted milkshake?
Yeah.
Oh, when I made my s'mores latte yesterday, I did coffee with s'mores creamer and whipped cream. And I was like, this is just
me as a superhero, the snackolator.
That looks really good, right?
Like, that looks amazing.
I love, you want to see?
Yeah.
If you just put
an espresso in a milkshake, is that a latte?
That's an affogato.
Affogato.
Wait. It's fall, y'all.
Affogato latte would be a good
name for a baby. Yeah.
Beautiful.
No, they shouldn't. That should be a latte. Affogato latte.
I'm sure somebody's got to do it. Right? An affogato is basically just a scoop of ice cream
with espresso.
But they should put a scoop of ice cream in the latte and then like mix it.
Such a beautiful idea.
You know?
That's like what I feel like that tastes really Everyone loves a cream top now. That's essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so popular.
I do love a cream top.
I do too.
It's crazy we went that long without them.
It's because we want the little milk mustache.
Yeah.
I just like it just sitting up top. You get a sip and then get the coffee underneath. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see, I like to mix it and then ask for more.
No.
No. I didn't get any. But it's like a light brown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't get any.
Just Zane at the window. That one.
I think we should have that here at some point.
A what?
And we try it on camera. All the things that you just described.
Oh, the
Dunkin'?
Yeah,
yes.
Let's do it. I agree.
I want to try all that.
I agree, me too.
And you said there's a donut with whipped cream on top?
Yeah. It was a chocolate glazed donut, like a thick yeast one with whipped cream on the inside.
Yeast.
Yeah, I love a yeast donut.
There's a donut shop by my house here. It's called Royal Donuts.
Don't they have a lot of Royal
Donuts?
Did you
try that in your vlog when you went to Costco?
Yeah.
Oh, we did go. Was that the best one in our list?
Bro.
No, Krispy Kreme was the best. And then Royal.
Krispy Kreme was the best because we did glazed donuts, but this place has an apple fritter.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God.
That is so crazy. I just can't get over it.
When they're the size of your head?
I don't even like apple fritters, and this thing is the best donut I've ever had.
I just remember being younger, and like if there was a sleepover, my dad would get like donuts for all of us the next day, and all my friends would get like little pink sprinkles, and I'd be like, apple fritter.
Yeah. like what's the biggest one I can get?
Yeah, it was like four times as big.
Bear claw.
Bear claws are good,
I love a bear claw. I love a donut shop where it comes in a pink box.
Yes.
There's a really good place in Glendale called Donuts. Star? I forget what it's called. Okay. It's amazing.
Who do you think has the best donuts aside from Krispy Kreme?
I'm donut.
Yum donut or
I'm donut.
I want to try that.
I had it in Tokyo. It's so good. But there is one in New York. So forever in New York, we must. I wonder if I could ship it.
I'm sure every donut in Japan is better than anything in America.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it. We had a fucking Twinkie the other day. It was packaged. It was the best thing I've ever
had. You said your dad liked them?
He was freaking out.
Oh, aww. Your dad had the Twinkie? Oh, I wish I could have seen his reaction.
Because he loves banana.
Really?
Oh. He was like, this is unbelievable. Oh, he was so excited.
It like pisses me. Like, why don't we have shit like that here? Like, why don't we have quality desserts like that here that are packaged? That tasted like you went to a bourbon steakhouse. So moist. Bourbon.
Well, so I was looking at it. And obviously you just got it on your trip. Mm-hmm. It expires in like a week.
Oh, shut up.
And I was like, so there's no artificial, like, no preservative stuff. Like, so it's... But that's good though.
Yeah, I just didn't that's know, amazing. But that makes so
that's
much
why
sense.
So
that,
better.
Wow.
That's
those
why
are
it
really, really popular.
So soft and moist because it doesn't have a 5-year shelf life like a Twinkie or something. Yeah. It is just so fresh.
Insane.
I love those little Hostess powdered donuts though, I gotta say.
I know,
more of
but
a chocolate one.
Let's just have Japan make them. I bet it tastes 10 or 20 times better.
What's really interesting, though, that I'm going to miss about L.A., so obviously East Coast has a bagel shop on every corner, and it's the best bagels. Like, New York, New Jersey, their bagels, untouchable.
I've never had a New York bagel.
Untouchable.
Both of us, we went,
ever?
No.
Do you not like bagels?
Heath has told me this so many times, that, like, New York, they have the best bagel. I've never had, like, amazing bagel.
Blow your mind. Like, you'll have a bagel out here like that you're used to, and you're going to have one of those and be like, I can't believe they're this much
better. Yeah, no, I've never had a bagel where I was like, holy shit, this is a good bagel. Every bagel has been so mediocre. Any bagel I've ever had.
But what's really weird is that their donuts over there suck.
Really?
And LA has like every donut shop on every corner is unbelievable out here.
Interesting.
So it's the opposite. We've got amazing donuts, shit bagels.
Why can't they just why can't we just have the best of both?
Yeah, join forces together.
Yeah.
For ring pastries.
It would have been so funny if I remembered your superhero name.
Snackolator.
Snackolator can bring us together.
Snackolator.
Okay, but here's the question. Would you rather have good bagels and bad donuts or good donuts and bad bagels?
Remy, I don't like that question.
I would say bagels because I eat them more frequently than I do donuts.
I'd say donuts.
I take donuts.
I love donuts. Love a donut.
I feel like I don't have either that often, but I do love a bagel. But I think... Y'all, that I'm donut though.
Y'all fuck with English muffins?
Oh, I love an English muffin.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Have
get
you had the one?
Oh wait, are you talking about the English Thomas muffins that you get from the store, like that type of shit? I've never had a good one either.
The ones from they're called New Model Bakery up in
Napa.
Okay.
They're Oprah's favorite, and if Oprah likes it, it's good.
You have to get them from up there.
Gold Belly ships them to you.
Okay.
Have you tried Gold Belly before?
No.
Oh, it's a disease. So it's insane. Good.
So they ship like foods that are from
out of the country?
Special restaurants or like little like things. Cool. Like I got Joe's stone crab shipped to me through Gold Belly.
No way.
Best experience. Hi, baby.
Wait a second.
It was amazing. Do you like Joe's stone crab?
No, but like I didn't know there was a place
I don't,
like that.
But.
Oh, I was like, I've been wanting to get more actually.
So it's anything or?
No, it's like specific restaurants will like partake in their services to like ship it to you. And it's their English muffins. I don't like English muffins. I hate an English muffin. It's not my first choice for a breakfast pastry. The best English muffin you'll ever have in your life.
God.
I'll ship you some as a housewarming gift.
Okay.
That's a good housewarming
what
gift.
What was the name? Napa? Or no, it's in Napa.
Old Model Bakery, I think that's called.
I forget the hotel.
I got them for Christmas and I did McDonald's like breakfast sandwich like at home with them and everybody died. Like it was, it's insane.
Everyone died? What are you talking
about? Like, they loved it so good. Oh, you're so nice.
Mariah and I made homemade bagels the other day, though.
Oh, my God.
You did?
Really fun.
Oh, my God. I feel like they'd be so hard to make.
Turned out so much better than I thought they were going to be.
Did they taste like just a legit bagel?
Just fresh, though. Mm. Like, so you do, like, the dough and everything, and then you boil it. You put it in boiling water for, like, a minute on each side, and then you bake it.
That's how
why do you flip the bagel on each side if it's boiling in water?
It floats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fizzy.
but yeah, it was really good. They only the next day though they got a little funky.
But like, I bet. Yeah.
Right after
the preservatives.
Right after making them, we ate it.
Y'all watch after watching one Nara Smith video. Okay.
I could do that.
Today I'm gonna be making gum for my children. Fresh gum.
My babies wanted
fresh gum.
She's the one that makes like everything. From scratch.
Yeah. Everything.
I thought so. I thought that's how she actually talked. Then I watched an interview of her, and she's like, "Oh, she's actually like
she's really brilliant. Chill and like in on the joke."
Yeah, she's definitely in on it.
Very self aware.
Yeah,
she's cool.
My kids wanted deodorant, and we didn't have any, so I made homemade
deodorant.
Little
Johnny just hit puberty, and things are starting to smell around here. Let's make some natural aluminum-free deodorant.
That would be cool, though. Homemade deodorant.
Oh, that would be nice. Deodorant is expensive.
It's just so weird that there's so many things around the house that you can make yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That just, most people had to make for centuries before we, you know. Like a toothbrush.
Could you? Well, how would you do it? If I was like, hey, I need a toothbrush and there was no store to go get it.
Razor blades and tape it to a...
In prison, they like make shit with toothbrushes, right?
Yeah.
They'll like make shanks with toothbrushes.
Yeah, they stab people with
tattoo guns.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Oh, with a toothbrush?
Mm.
Wow. Okay.
I would like to know what you can actually buy in a prison, because I feel like it's much more than we think. Like, I feel like you can buy like anything in a prison.
We could have my brother on the podcast.
Oh, that would be interesting.
No, he works at a prison.
After
So, technically, yes. He's been there for
after
a few
he
years.
Quits. Oh, did he quit already?
Yeah.
Oh, so let's have him on then.
I like watching the TikToks of people who have gotten out of prison and they share like their prison snacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like what they make. Like I think that's really
cool. Literally what I make with cookies and milk is a prison snack.
Quite literally. Yeah. Your method of cooking is a prison snack.
His prison was really haunted too, and he has videos of stuff happening.
Imagine going to prison and then your prison cell is haunted on top of that.
No.
Just kill me.
You are
in prison for 25 to life, and every night you are being haunted.
I'll do the death penalty.
Yes, get me out of here. Get me out of here. No way.
You'd start talking to them.
I'm the one haunting people.
Zane in the corner.
Me in the corner.
Oh my God.
There goes Zane again.
With my ghost.
We had a more acquaintance friend. Years ago, who told me she like swore up and down she had sex with a ghost.
Oh,
who?
So did Tori Spelling in Scary Movie.
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
That's not that's my Roman Empire, but I think about that more often than I should. Not like
she had a wet dream. She had a fucking dream. Come on,
that's funny.
Sexually, the ghost is crazy. Like, if someone told me that, I'd be like, "Oh, let's check you into a ward."
Oh, you're on drugs.
Yeah, like, well, oh, what are
you're
we taking?
Unwell.
How's our patches feeling?
I feel good. Like,
mine's still warm. Done.
Oh, it's done.
Mine's now it's just like a Band-Aid.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Take a whole pack.
I just don't get like how it knows to stay warm.
I feel like it's heat it activated, right? Like with the body temperature.
Yeah, but like
it feels nice.
How
though,
is
right?
it done? Loose.
How do you create that?
Yeah, that is weird that it's over.
Yeah.
Hey, Buki.
Hey, I think it's similar to like Bengay, though, like the cream. Like eventually, like your skin absorbs it.
Yeah.
Do you think his last name was Bengay or like he?
Wait. Yeah. His name was Ben, just like I told you, Armie Hammer.
That is so crazy.
That's crazy. Guys, we just found out Armie Hammer. Is the name Armie
Hammer? Armie Hammer is the grandson of the guy that started Arm and Hammer.
Who would have thought?
So we're going to have. I was trying to think of pretty basic as like a future kid name.
Huh?
Like his company, Arm and Hammer.
Arm and Hammer.
Our company, pretty basic. So our great grandchildren, their names would be
Basiki.
Pratinya Basic.
Pratinya. That's pretty. Like Petunia.
Ew. Sorry for the Petunias out there.
I don't think there's any Pratinyas.
Pratinya, there could be Petunias. Petunia is crazy.
Petunia's
it's like a
cute.
Harry Potter character.
That's a flower.
Petunia?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I feel like I know we have our email. I feel like we should have them send in paranormal like stories.
Yes.
And oh, maybe, yes. Like, we'll see them.
That would be awesome.
Like, ooh,
and guys, like good ones. Don't bullshit us. Don't fucking lie to us.
Yeah.
We can know
like, good
one.
Good ones. So we can, we don't have to sort, we can sort through less.
Yeah. And let us know if ghosts haunt where they died or if they move around.
Yes.
Yes. Please let
us know
that.
I'd love to get that cleared up.
I would too.
I just want to know, like, physical encounters and not like your friend that physical.
Oh,
I thought you meant Ash and Greer.
I was like, I thought that was a good story.
No, it was.
Let's all confirm our ratings. Do we believe that it deserves a higher rating?
3.7.
I was going to say a high three, low four.
I'm keeping mine at a 4.2.
It was good.
I think it was better than I thought it was going to be. I think you're lying.
No, I thought it. Like, here's the thing. I think it would have been higher if I had a video video proof.
Here's my thing.
So
it has room to go up to 4.8, right. But we have to confirm what room Ash was in.
We need to clarify.
All I know is I could have come in here about some random story and that would have been a 2. You know what I mean?
It's a great story.
I could have told you a story about a rock that I grabbed. And I was like, I'm gonna name you Leonard. And then I threw the rock, but then the rock hit a truck, and then the rock went through a window. Like, that could have been my story.
But it wasn't.
That's like a 7.
Wait, what? That was Pixar pretty good. Movie?
So when Mariah told us her ghost story, hers was a 5 because she had a video.
Yeah, we did too. You didn't like that.
Love it. So good.
So good.
Guys, when you send in your emails, your ghost stories in the email, I need you to put shock factor. Start at the top, shock factor.
Right. Give it a rating 1 through 10.
Yes. If you lie,
and be honest.
You'll get called out.
If you lie, I will block you.
Report it to the cyber police.
I will
police.
Block your email. Like, dead. I'll block you. I don't care.
But I want
shock value of what you think it is.
I want stuff where like you were pushed by a ghost.
you had sex with a ghost.
I want
the ghost got you pregnant.
I don't want to just like you got to have video proof of like some shit falling, getting thrown, whatever. Or you got scratched. They picked up my CD and they scratched it. Like you need to have like
physical evidence.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You see, you look in the mirror. A ghost is full on fucking twerking in the shower.
It's just the whole ghost thing is crazy to me that it's still up for debate.
Cause
like it's not there's literally
you can't prove it though.
No, wow. No, that video that I showed you guys, I will die on the hill if that video was fucking real.
Remember the video of the girl frame by frame, the girl in the parking garage,
the girl doing the dance.
Yes, yes, yes. I forgot about that.
Don't stop!
That bark got me.
The craziest paranormal video I've ever seen in my life. I'm gonna DM her.
I'll show you my brother's video. He from the prison.
Woo! I'm good. I got it. I'm not gonna be able to make this episode.
The way I'm not gonna be able to sleep again.
I know that kind of spooked me out.
I feel funny.
Our ratings go up to a 5.
We love you.
We love you, Clint. Clint, we hope you feel fulfilled.
Can you see the reflection in that metal globe?
Wait, don't.
You see that person standing there?
No, stop.
Wait, look. She's looking at it.
No, she's cross-eyed.
Chloe.
She's cross-eyed.
Mama. All right, guys, we love you. Don't forget, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. We have so many fun videos on there for you guys. We love you, and stay tuned for another episode of your favorite podcast that will not involve paranormal activity.
Peace and blessings.
We love you guys.
Basically Unfiltered out.
Bye.